This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So the scouting combine in Indianapolis is the epicenter of the NFL universe right now. I mean, they're... general managers, personnel people, coaches, players, media members, everybody's in Indy.
Yeah.
So a wild story coming out of Indy yesterday. Apparently, there was an altercation, a verbal altercation between Jordan Schultz of Fox and Ian Rappaport of NFL Media. This happened at the Starbucks at the JW Marriott in Indianapolis. Apparently, it first came to light when PFT commenter from Barstool tweeted on Wednesday night referring to, quote, a serious big-time media confrontation between two NFL newsbreakers. So, in the Starbucks, I guess Rappaport was speaking with an agent. Schultz approaches Rappaport and said, quote, we need to talk. Rappaport replied, we don't need to talk. Schultz then made accusations about Rappaport, and then they got like in each other's faces. And Schultz said, if you have anything to say to me, say it to my effing face. If this continues, we're going to have an effing problem. Schultz doesn't recall using profanity, but
Schultz is a bigger guy. I don't know his background, but I would put my money on Jordan Schultz.
Well, part of his background, the weird, ironic part about where this took place is Schultz is the son of the Starbucks founder.
Wow.
Howard Schultz. That's his dad. So it's just weird that it happened. This conversation happened in a Starbucks.
Right.
So Rappaport, after the altercation, then asked Schultz to step back, basically get out of his face. Schultz said, quote, if this happens again, we're going to have a blanking problem. Now I'll step back. So I guess it stemmed from a report from Schultz on Wednesday that detailed the you know, we heard about Matt Stafford meeting with Tom Brady out in Montana at a ski resort.
Right.
So Schultz reported that the two had met. And Rappaport downplayed it, saying basically, it was a coincidence. It was just weird that they just both happened to be at the same Montana ski resort at the same time. Mm-hmm. And one of them is a minority owner of an NFL team that just so happens to need a quarterback that seems to kind of be on the market from the Rams. Mm-hmm. And Schultz is basically saying, if you believe that, I basically have some real estate or a bridge I'd like to sell you, because mm-hmm. there's no chance it was a chance encounter. So apparently tensions about it. They flared and they came to a head and
no punches were thrown.
No punches were thrown, but it sounded like it was getting testy.
I saw Rappaport's tweet and it spoke. He's just a mouthpiece for the owner or the agent, because I'm sorry, common sense. I'm with Jordan Schultz
100%,
who tweeted about them meeting up at the ski resort and Tom Brady lobbying for Stafford to come to the Raiders.
You guys want to go skiing with me?
But Rappaport publicly accused him of just being a mouthpiece for the agent?
No, no, no. I'm saying that Rappaport's tweet, which was like, oh, this just happened to be a coincidence.
Right, right,
they're
right.
not recruiting yeah. Matthew Stafford.
Right. Right.
Brady and Stafford just bumped into each
right.
other.
It just happened to
and he's not recruiting. It sounded like, because look, it'd be tampering. He's under contract,
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. So it would be tampering. It sounded like it was maybe Tom Brady sent this to Rappaport, and then Rappaport just put it out.
Right. No, I believe that.
I mean, if you think that Tom Brady and Matt Stafford just had a chance meeting at a ski resort in Big Sky Country,
mm-hmm. right, just ran into each other.
When Matt Stafford is rumored to be traded away from the Rams, possibly in the next few weeks, if you think that was just a chance meeting, I would seriously question your intelligence.
So the timeline is just a couple hours after Schultz reported that.
Right.
Rappaport's tweet was, Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady ran into each other at a ski resort. The meeting, unplanned, was not extensive or in-depth and did not include Brady hosting, in quotes, or recruiting, in quotes, Stafford, despite reports saying otherwise.
Well, wait a second. Regarding the tampering, didn't the Rams give them permission to seek a trade?
They gave him, supposedly, allegedly gave him permission to find his value.
Okay, so I mean, presumably then it would be okay to talk to Brady. But I do agree with you that I'm sure it's Brady or someone downplaying it to Rappaport.
Well, for some reason, these words hosting or recruiting are in quotes,
mm-hmm.
so there must be some sort of rule in play.
Mm.
Okay. And
but they're trying to pretend that Brady wasn't recruiting him. Mm. Brady's not hosting him.
You think he's not
just
cheating? Drab brought up the fact that Brady had the clandestine meeting with Stephen Ross on the yacht in Miami years back when Ross is trying to lure him to the Dolphins.
Well, I think the same thing happened with Stafford and the Rams, and he and Sean McVay were like vacationing together.
Right.
When that whole deal was going down.
Yeah, but why would they have to go to sneak away to a Montana resort to meet?
Get
a burner phone. Take 5 minutes.
It's not necessarily, you know.
Did Stevie Bickle witness the whole thing? We know he was headed. Wasn't he headed to Montana?
He's in Montana
to go
currently.
Skiing?
Yeah. What resort are they at?
You guys want to go skiing?
I don't know the name of the resort, but maybe Stevie Bickle was on site.
I know.
Maybe he can give us a report, boots on the ground.
Hold on, let me tell you. I'll tell you, he's staying at an Airbnb.
How does that get out that Brady and Stafford were there?
By the way, I don't know.
Bozeman, Schultz? Somewhere in Bozeman, yeah.
Schultz,
you heard of
like
that? I've never heard of Bozeman.
I think Bozeman's, if it's not the biggest city in Montana, it's one of them.
Shouldn't Schultz be like just a chill dude? Like, I mean, he's leading kind of a charmed life. His dad started Starbucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't you want to have purpose in life, Cakes? See, Cakes, if you were in his situation, you would do nothing.
I'd be a big late. I'm just being honest.
You'd be a cokehead.
I'd be living off my dad's millions. I would be.
He wants to do something during the day.
I'd be having a fun life. I wouldn't be. You know what I wouldn't be doing? Getting into fights with media guys at the Starbucks.
Well, there's also egos. There's also egos.
He's fascinated by Arthur Smith. He would never do what Arthur Smith has done, right?
No, never. I would.
Because his dad's a FedEx guy.
Yeah, he's got FedEx. Yeah.
No, I would be the black sheep son that the dad wouldn't want to talk about.
You'd be the silver spooner who does nothing.
Probably.
Those guys
just being honest.
Don't those guys just all end up like addicted to coke?
Sure, they probably do. Yeah. They lead pathetic lives.
Just terrible, empty lives.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I strive for.
And there just happened to be NFL security at the Starbucks.
When you're in Indy and you have all those
security
people around,
everywhere,
they're just kind of everywhere.
I think they were alerted.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So
Schultz, I think in response to his little altercation, then took to Twitter again and kind of retweeted his original tweet and then wrote, if you really think Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford just happened to run into each other at a ski resort in Montana, of all places, at the exact same time, I've got a bridge to sell you. They were together over the weekend. It happened. Multiple teams are interested in Stafford, and Brady has been leading the charge to get him to the Raiders if the Rams decide to trade
him. Valdez, Jordan Schultz has to have a lifetime Starbucks free drink card, right?
There's no way he paid for that golf.
No, of course not. He's got the VIP card.
There's no way paying for a cup of Joe ever. No.
It's so funny that it happened at Starbucks. Yeah.
I think he actually got coffee muscles. Because that's his home turf. Starbucks is his home turf. So he was able to confront him like that.
That's a good point. He felt like he literally owned the place.
Yeah, exactly.
The problem is that everybody already kind of like in the know thinks that Jordan Schultz is a joke.
Okay.
Because of, you know, like he was just gifted this position and all the resources to become like an independent reporter.
Sure.
And then he blows it by getting in a fight at Starbucks. Like everyone just assuming nepotism with him.
It's kind of funny. Yeah.
I like him though. I've seen him on
Fox. Has he been on the show before? I want to say he's been on maybe once.
I don't think so. Maybe, I think maybe one of the other shows.
He hasn't? Okay.
By the way, there's no chance that Stevie Bickle, as big as silly as he is, saw Tom Brady and Stafford at the Yellowstone Club with a private resort where you have to be a member and it costs $400,000 to join.
What?
No, Stevie's just using his little pass that you can buy that allows you to go all over the
pass, I think it's called. Yeah, my son has one of those.
No, I'm not saying he was.
It's not about Stevie.
I mean,
this club
it sounds like
silly.
I want to go to the Yellowstone, whatever you call
private
it.
Private club.
Very swanky.
Ultra elite.
Is there a ski resort called Big Sky? Have you ever heard of that? That's where Steven is. So I don't know. I don't have no idea. I don't know any ski resorts. I don't know any towns in Montana.
Well, isn't one of the Montana schools in Bozeman?
Yeah.
University of Montana?
No, Montana.
You don't know
Montana State.
You don't know the capital of Montana.
Mm-mm.
I'll give you a hint. It's a woman's name. It's a common woman's name, old woman's name with an A slapped on the end of it.
Helen A.
Helena.
Man, I wouldn't know that.
I think I know three cities in Montana. Helena, Bozeman, Billings.
Billings. Oh, yeah, Billings.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Missoula.
Missoula. That's a good one.
Oh, Missoula. That's where Montana is, isn't it? University of Montana?
I think you're right.
All right, it is open line Thursday. Let's go to Keyshawn real quick here. All right, we're up to two.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn, what's up?
What's up, fellas? Case, I was tweeting at you last night. You know, my Spartans took care of business.
I responded. This is quite a Justice throwback.
This is a gloating.
Oh, I remember this guy. He used to call all the time the Michigan State guy.
I think the last time. I don't remember this.
The
last time I saw Keyshawn in person was when we did a hometown happy hour out in Ashburn at the Clydes, however many years ago that was.
Oh, man, that was years ago.
And with all
Keyshawn
the swingers.
And his dad came up and. Yeah. I think met all of us, and I took a picture with Keyshawn.
He was just a kid.
He was like, I want to say he was like 9 or 10. I'm just guessing.
That's back when Mike Shanahan was coaching.
And now he's a Spartan. He's a Sparty guy.
Wow.
Okay. I'm a Sparty guy. You know, my dad went to Maryland, so you know, Maryland's always got a soft spot for him. But that was a pretty ugly ball last night.
Oh yeah, it was an ugly game. All the way around.
Isn't that kind of what Michigan State is always known for? Playing that gritty style, ugly.
Gritty, just kind of knock you down ball and get an ugly win and, you know, move on to the next one. But that was a hell of a game. And, you know, that's probably the best Maryland team I've seen in a while.
Oh, yeah. That Maryland squad's pretty good. Now, their bench.
Their starting five is good. Their bench is not good.
You know what? As soon as they went to their bench, there was a huge drop off.
Yeah. They don't have a bench player averaging more than 2 points a game.
Do they have one that scored last night?
No.
0 points. You scored as many points as the Terps bench last night, Keyshawn.
All right.
So no hard feelings, Keyshawn. It's good to hear from you after
Thank
all these
you,
years,
Keyshawn.
Man.
Good to hear from you guys. Always listen in the morning, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate
I mean, he was literally like 9 years old when we met.
I remember the appearance. Don't remember Keyshawn, but I remember the appearance. Yep. But that was right in my backyard.
Isn't that spot, without reiterating it, isn't that the spot where they were alleged to have had a lot of swinger meetings out in the I thought
back
that
in the day. Back in
swinger hot spot.
Yeah. Where do they all meet now? Is there a no?
I don't know. I mean, if I was a swinger, I could tell you.
Yeah.
But maybe somewhere in Lansdowne.
So, follow up is, of course, there's a lot of pineapple door knockers.
Well, upside down. I think it's upside down pineapple.
Upside down pineapple?
I think it's got to be upside down
pineapple.
Okay,
that's the giveaway?
Yeah.
That's the sign?
That and white rocks.
White rocks, okay.
And if you have white rocks, you're a swinger.
Maybe a bench is overstated in terms of the need in a college basketball game. You know, we were talking about Travis Hunter yesterday. And when I got home, I was having lunch. I put on Fox Sports, and the NFL players that are all on that show were kicking around Travis Hunter when he could play both ways. And James Jones, who played wide receiver in the NFL for many years, was like, let's be real.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
He said, and Jason talks about the physicality. He goes, if you're a corner or you're a wide receiver, there's very little physicality. And he said he could play full time, no problem with the amount of breaks there are. He said there might be 3 or 4 hits. He's like, but you're not playing in the middle of the field. You're not a linebacker. You're not a running back.
Mm-hmm.
He said, absolutely, Travis Hunter could do it. It's not a radical concept.
It's kind
it just
of
hasn't
radical,
been done.
And it's never been done.
Well, it has been done, but it's just been many years.
Yeah.
It has been done. Just Chuck Bednarik and
it's been 70 years.
It's been in counting.
I disagree with James Jones. Receivers do get hurt. Yeah. They get hit all the time.
Of course they get hurt. Everybody gets hurt.
Yeah, it's my point.
But he's saying that it's limited physicality. People get hurt for just weird reasons sometimes.
But you're risking it.
I hear that. I just don't think you could train at a professional level to play both positions full time. I just don't know how. I just don't think you can. I mean, practices, it's not like offense only practices half the time. I mean, they practice simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be missing half your reps. I just don't know how you could do it.
And I would say, getting back to the first point you made, in the tournament, a lot of teams go with 5 or 6 guys. I get it. But in a game like that last night, when your starting five's not playing well, it'd be nice to have a guy or two then give you 10 points
off
the bench.
At least one guy.
Yeah.
Remember, it's an open line Thursday. You can call us throughout the show at 800-636-1067. It's presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.